Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States and First Lady, Jill Biden. The 44th Kennedy Center Honors, honoring modern music icon, Joni Mitchell. Emmy-winning producer and writer, Lorne Michaels. Beloved entertainer and humanitarian, Bette Midler. Internationally renowned opera superstar, Justino Diaz. Songwriter, producer, and director, Berry Gordy. And now, from the John F. Kennedy Center for the Performing Arts in Washington, D.C., please welcome Kennedy Center honoree, David Letterman.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the 44th Annual Kennedy Center Honors. I am Dave. You folks, of course, know me from TikTok. This year, perhaps more than ever, we have come to fully appreciate the importance of the performing arts in our lives. For the first time since 2019, we're back to share this experience together in this unbelievably delightful, magnificent opera house as we celebrate tonight's honorees and mark the 50th anniversary of the Kennedy Center. I would like to add that tonight it is quite nice to see the presidential box once again being occupied. And the same with the Oval Office. This night is about the honorees whose unique gifts cross all boundaries and represent all parties from the left to the far left. As President Kennedy said, it's not the victories or defeats in the battle of politics for which we will be remembered, but for our contribution to the human spirit. And the artistic contributions of our honorees are unbelievably astounding. Please join me in congratulating our honorees. By way of information, our honorees do not have to do anything, well, other than today's 5K fun run. So please sit back, relax, as your friends and our guest performers say publicly all the glowing things you already believe about yourselves. And now to honor Joni Mitchell, here is music journalist, writer, producer, director, two-time Academy Award winner, and multiple-time Sexiest Man of the Year runner-up, Cameron Crowe.
All of Joni's recordings come directly from her heart. For any mood or emotional crossroad where you might find yourself, there's a Joni Mitchell song, words, music, that will meet you there. She bears her soul like a close friend, in the most courageous of ways, making her impervious to definition or comparison. To understand the unique artist behind some of these masterpieces that endure, in American folk, pop, rock, jazz, all music canons, we must look at where her passion for art began. So here's Joni's story, told by Graham Nash, accompanied by her music, performed by Nora Jones.
Yesterday, a child came out to wonder.
Hers was a happy childhood in Saskatchewan, made blissful by a talent for drawing and melodies that were all her own. But at the age of 9, Joni's life was transformed by polio. Her convalescence awakened a profound artistic intelligence within her. So when a prophetic English teacher told Joni, "If you can paint with a brush, you can paint with words," she began her journey to the burgeoning stages of folk music.
I was born to take the highway.
Joni's crystalline soprano was set to a gingerly plucked guitar that she tuned her own way, creating a new, ethereal sound. And at just 23, with an old soul wisdom, she put pen to paper and took us on a child's passage into adulthood.
And the seasons will go up and down, and the painted ponies go up and down. We're capped on a carousel of time. We can't return, we can only look behind from where we came and go round and round and round the circle game.
When Woodstock beckoned, Joni couldn't be there, but inspired by the event itself and by some friends' colorful accounts, she wrote the definitive anthem.
By the time we got to Woodstock, we were happy.
And what followed is considered to be one of the greatest albums of all time. In Blue, Joni revealed an intimate, searing pain and an indelible love song.
I could drink a case of you. Ooh, darling, I'd still be on my feet. I would still be on my feet.
Joni's life would come full circle when Saskatchewan's Yellow Quill First Nation honored her with the traditional Salto name, and again when her music and painting were both awarded Grammys for Best Album and Best Album Art.
Once in a while, in a big blue moon, comes a night like this.
Her boundless versatility spanned folk, pop, and rock, but it was a jazz-infused song that gave her a number one hit.
On Joni's first trip to Hawaii, she landed late at night, took a taxi to the hotel. The next morning, she opened the curtains and saw beautiful green mountains in the distance. But looking down, she saw what she described as a vast parking lot as far as the eye could see. Well, this blight on paradise scratched at her heart. So she sat down and wrote a rock and roll song about it to perform Big Yellow Taxi against the backdrop of Joni's great paintings. Please welcome Ellie Goulding.
And I have to see him. Don't it all seem you don't know what you got to lose. They pay you paradise and put up a parking lot. Give me sloths on the apples, leave me the birds and bees, please. Won't it always seem to go that you don't know what you got to list? The pay you paradise, put up a parking lot. Late last night, I heard the screen door slam, and a big yellow taxi took away my. But you don't know what you got till it's gone. You pay paradise, put up a parking lot. Said, don't it all seem to go? But you don't know what you got till it's gone. You pay paradise, put up a parking lot. Yeah, you pay paradise, put up a parking lot.
Thrilling performances are coming up as our tribute to Joni Mitchell continues. The 44th Kennedy Center Honors. This is CBS. The Kennedy Center Honors, sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Save when you bundle auto, home, or motorcycle insurance.
Joni touches the range of human nature and the sense of struggle and how we overcome and how we love. Joni, congratulations.
And now, please welcome four-time Emmy Award winner, Dan Levy.
My mom got Joni Mitchell's Blue as a gift the day it came out. She often recalls the experience of putting the record on and listening to it for the first time with a kind of exhilaration and specificity of detail, like she was right back there, frozen in time in her childhood bedroom in Canada. Oh, Canada. Through my mom, Joni Mitchell now lives in my blood, too, like holy wine, inspiring not only my desire to write, but also the kinds of things I want to write about. Her voice, her words, her art will continue to shift the air for generations, encouraging us to feel more deeply, to love more sweetly, and to think more freely. To celebrate the album that has changed so many of us for the better, performing River, Joni's friend and mine, Brandi Carlile.
Cutting down trees, putting up reindeer and singing songs of joy and peace. I wish I had a river I could skate away on. But it don't snow here, you know it stays pretty green. They're gonna make a lot of money, then I'm gonna quit this crazy scene. I wish I had a river I could skate away on. God, I wish I had a river so wide I'd teach my feet to fly. Oh, I wish I had a river I could skate away on. 'Cause I made my baby cry. Tried hard to help me and don't put me at ease. but he loved me so now you made me weak and the knees. I wish I had a river I could skate away on, but I'm so hard to handle. I'm selfish, I'm sad. Now I lost the best baby that I ever, ever had. I wish I had a river I could skate away on. God, I wish I had a river so wide I'd teach my feet to wish I had a river I could skate away on. Cause I made my baby say goodbye. Goodbye. It's coming on Christmas, a cutting down tree. They're putting up reindeer and singing songs of joy and peace. And I wish I had a river I could skate away on. I love you, Joni, you magical thing.
At the 50th Grammys, Herbie Hancock's River, The Joni Letters, a milestone work, earned the awards for Album of the Year and Best Contemporary Jazz Album. This landmark collection took a conversational approach to blending instrumental jazz with the lyrics Joni composed or was influenced by throughout her career. Joining us now with a song from that album is a powerful singer-songwriter who received the Grammy Award for Best Rock Song earlier this year. Performing Both Sides Now, please welcome Brittany Howard and the man himself, the great Herbie Hancock.
Rose and flow of angel hair and ice cream castles in the air and feathers canyons everywhere. I've looked at clouds that way. But now they only block the sun. They rain and they snow on everyone. So many things I would have done, but clouds got in my way. I've looked at clouds from both sides now, from up and down, and still somehow it's cloud illusions I recall. I really don't know clouds at all. Moons and Junes and Ferris wheels, the dizzy dancing way that you feel as every fairy tale comes real. I've looked at love that way, but now it's just another show. And you leave them laughing when you go. And if you can, don't let them know. Don't give yourself away. I've looked at love really don't know life. I really don't know life at all.
Off our tribute to Lorne Michaels, featuring past and present stars of Saturday Night Live. Next, the 44th Kennedy Center Honors. This is CBS.